Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1111.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until the companystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between November 1st and 20th to get a 20% discount off your holiday order plus free shipping. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code HOLIDAY.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Star Trek Beyond doesn't boldly go where no Star Trek has gone before, but that's okay. More of the same is good. I'm in.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
All dogs should eat a pH-balanced alkaline diet. An alkaline diet reduces health risks and can also reduce scratching, shedding, and hot spots. So does this mean you need to check your dog's pH balance? No, because Canine Caviar has created the first and only alkaline dog food that is pH balanced. It also has the highest metabolized calories. What does this mean? Your dog needs to eat less. Get a healthier dog and save money with Canine Caviar products. Find them at your local pet supply store or online at caninecaviar.com.
Alan Cable, it's time now for you and your dog. Want to hear that?
Yeah.
Who's the cute fuzzy little... Who's got the fuzzy... Who's got the cute little fuzzy... Oh, your nose is so wet. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it... No, off the tape, off the table. Good baby. You want a treat? Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you.
Woo-hoo.
No, I'm going to scratch the special spot on your tummy to make your little leg kick. Oh, yeah,
oh, I love that part. And now Time's Animals Interrupted News Reports. Here's a kitty that decided to jump on the news person's shoulder while she's reporting.
Oh my goodness. That's a way to start a Thursday, Nicole.
Here's a weather guy at the zoo in Australia when a pelican decides to bite him on the bottom.
Do you love it?
The anchor guy says, do you love it?
Do you love it?
Mentally scarred.
This dog wants to play fetch now.
Okay, go get it. That was what it feels like.
This is Animal Radio, baby.
This is an Animal Radio news update brought to you by Fear Free. Fear Free takes a pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. What was believed to be a mountain lion seen running through a New Jersey winery, a real exclusive place, has now definitely been identified as a mere very large house cat. It was the winery that first shared the video of the alleged mountain lion back in September. But a photo of the same animal taken by a trail cam was later reviewed by the state's Environmental Department of Protection. And they said that mountain lions have not existed naturally in those areas for about a century. But then they saw, you know, the photo and the video, and they said the photo was pretty grainy, but still it left no doubt that it was just a very large cat. Officials were actually, they say, quite relieved because they would much rather that it be, you know, a domesticated cat than a mountain lion that's out there on the loose.
Well, I don't know. How large does a cat have to be to look like a mountain lion?
That's got
to
be one big cat.
Well, I think what happened is they probably didn't have anything, you know, like, you know, a quarter or a human hand or
to put right next to it.
Right. Yeah. So there was no scale to the photo. London's Catnip Festival, I know we're all cat lovers here, is going to be coming up soon during our Thanksgiving weekend. This is a very huge special event, and cat lovers, you're going to love this. The festival hopes to give you the opportunity for everyone to celebrate your favorite online cat videos with those fellow cat lovers. The slogan for the event is very clever, too. The festival's website states that it is going to be a massive night of banging, catter-wallowing music. That's M-E-W-S-I-C.
Wow.
Cattivities. So let's make history, they say.
Wow.
Very clever. It is all the idea of this guy and his friend who had used to be neighbors, and then they moved apart, and then they exchanged online cat videos as they tried to stay in touch with each other. And they had so much fun doing this, looking for videos to top their last exchange, that they wanted to share the love that they had of doing this. And they say 15% of profits raised are going to be donated to animal shelters. And in typical cat fashion, this event is going to be a late night shindig going on all night long, starting not until 10 p.m. on November 25th, and will last all the way through all night long until 6 the next morning.
I want to go.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun. Kind of funny. There's a woman who lives in Washington State and is trying to have her pet turkey certified as an emotional support animal. Her name is Mary Pierce, and the baby turkey's name is Sammy. And Sammy is now 6 months old, and she's had it since it was, you know, a baby. Pierce uses a wheelchair, and she has lupus. And she says that gives her chronic pain as well as bouts of depression. But she says that having Sammy around helps her cope with her health issues. Sammy is apparently not your regular infant turkey. Sammy loves eating bread, enjoys taking baths, and playing with her furry siblings, who happen to be Pierce's pet dogs. The animal lover says, I've never thought about having a turkey as a pet, but now that I have Sammy, I don't ever want to give her up. I wonder how long turkeys live.
Not very long.
Dr. Debbie, how long do turkeys live? Do you know? I mean,
you know, because they're usually eaten in the commercial setting, I can't say that I really know. So.
This is what I was saying weeks ago. You know, it doesn't matter. Whatever animal it takes to be your support animal is fine
right.
with me.
Everybody has their own choice. And This lady, Mary Pierce, is now working on getting Sammy certified as an emotional support animal. But, you know, that does require a doctor's prescription, a medical doctor, human doctor. Emotional support animals, of course, differ from service animals because they don't actually perform tasks that are directly related to the individual's disability, and so they're not covered by the federal laws which protect the use of service animals like seeing eye dogs. Or who does a turkey noise?
I know.
Dr. Debbie.
Dr. Debbie, you do it.
Very good.
Your husband is a lucky, lucky guy.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
Hi friends, this is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. As you know, going to the vet can be a traumatic experience for your pet, but it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, vet visits can be something your pet looks forward to. Introducing Fear Free. When your veterinarian is fear-free certified, you'll be assured your pet's vet visit is more free of fear, anxiety, and stress than ever before. Fear-free takes the pet out of petrified, and it puts the treat into treatment. To find a certified fear-free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 5 Ways Pets Serve in the Military. Veterans Day is upon us, and I want to take a minute to thank each and every veteran, their families, and those who support their efforts. It's something that all of us should be appreciative of, and on behalf of those who don't get a chance to say it, thank you for what you do, what you've done, and for helping us to become the nation we can be. Your sacrifice and efforts are appreciated, and I also wanted to take a short bit of time to recognize how pets have participated and contributed to the military efforts over the years. Birds were used in a variety of ways, most famously for sending discreet messages and the sharing of intelligence. It's the story of legend, but they earned it from their efforts as messengers, traveling long distances in short periods of time. They've also been used to detect chemical attacks as well. Horses are another beloved animal who have served and continue to serve an important role in the military. Horses have played an important part in many wars, serving as transportation as well as being a symbol of strength and dignity. They serve as ambassadors and are treated as royal members of the guard. Cats have also served in our military, often being embraced for their natural instinct and ability to hunt down the enemy and capture them. In this case, the enemy is most often rodents carrying disease and causing other issues. Still, it's no surprise to anyone that when we think of military participants, we most often think of dogs. As you review the history of dogs in the military, you'll find that in nearly every American conflict and throughout the existence of the military itself, dogs have been active participants. From bomb sniffing to security to search and rescue, you'll find dogs working in the service of the military to serve and protect alongside their human counterparts. In recent years, we've all been wowed by the stories of dogs jumping out of planes, as well as dogs working in combat zones to protect troops. Why have dogs played such a large role in serving the military? Well, that's easy. Their sense of smell is nearly superhuman, and they have the unique ability to detect the slightest variations in chemicals, foods, and more. Their intelligence and willingness to be trained to perform specific tasks is another strong reason for their use and inclusion in the military. And their willingness and dedication to their handlers has also made them unique in their resilience and capabilities. These days, more and more pets are also finding their newest calling as PTSD therapy pets. These pets play an important role in bringing back a traumatized and/or injured veteran. The stories told by those benefiting are inspiring, heart-wrenching, and something we should all be aware of. Pets are a part of our lives in ways that they might not have ever imagined, including serving in the military. Their contributions and efforts have earned them praise, memorials, dedications, and most importantly, gratitude. Share your military pet stories on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
So we're being solidly stood up by Miranda Lambert.
Yes, we are.
You'd think that these country singers were a little bit nicer.
You would think.
They'd be a little more down home.
Most of them are.
Yeah.
Although I can't recall any country singers that we've had on before.
Country singers. Yeah, we had, oh.
Oh, Tanya Tucker. She was delightful and on time.
She was
on time, yes.
Oh, she was a great interview. We had Billy Dean.
Billy Dean.
Yep, he was good. Yeah.
How old is Miranda Lambert? She looks like she's a young gal.
No, I'm guessing she's probably in her 30s.
So, a young gal. There's a picture here, and she has a really big dog. Or she's really, really, really small. Too bad this is radio. She has a line of products that help the animals, fund her foundation, the Mutt Nation Foundation, which she started with her mom, Bev Lambert. I don't know if Bev's in the biz. But she has a treat dispensing toy shaped like a guitar. And
really?
Yeah. If you set it to feed at 1 o'clock, it will like possibly feed or not possibly feed.
Or 15 minutes late. In other words, you can't rely on it.
So we're still waiting for Miranda Lambert.
So I can make believe I'm Miranda. You know, you can ask me questions.
Sure. Well, hello, Miranda. How are you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Very good. I'm a big fan of yours, as you probably heard. Country music, my favorite, and I listen to all of your music.
I know. I'm a big fan of yours as well. I listen to the show every week.
Yeah, I kind of figured as much. Now, tell me, you have a brand new line of pet products that benefit your foundation, huh?
I would rather talk about dog father Joey Villani instead. I'm a big fan of his.
You know what? I got to tell you, I have that same problem. I come into the studio, and I'm supposed to do a radio show, but I want to talk about the dog father. He's like an enigma. You know what I mean?
Yes, if he wasn't married, I would scoop him right up.
Yeah, I hear that doesn't really stop you, though.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to ask any personal questions.
It wouldn't stop me at all.
And me, Joey, you know, this is Joey now speaking.
Yeah, I got that, the deeper voice.
Okay, I just wanted you to know. You know, if she really wanted to go out with me, I would make an exception, just so you know.
No response. Okay, so we're going to move on from Miranda Lambert, huh? Miranda is history. We see her in her rearview mirror. Thank you, Miranda, for joining us today. We truly appreciate it.
Oh, yes, thank you. I'm happy to be here. I'm honored to be on Animal Radio.
If you have cats, I bet you didn't realize there's a connection between common health problems in cats to the type of litter you use. Ammonia forms in the litter box and can cause vomiting, diarrhea, drooling, panting, and even upper respiratory infections. You can stop this by switching to Cat's Incredible Litter. It has patented technology that stops ammonia from forming, with all profits going to help animals in need. Available now at your local pet store and Petco stores nationwide.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
A big waste of big talent. The comedy Keeping Up with the Joneses might be one of the worst of the year. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3939. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3939.
Hi, friends. This is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. As you know, going to the vet can be a traumatic experience for your pet, but it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, vet visits can be something your pet looks forward to. Introducing Fear Free. When your veterinarian is fear-free certified, you will be assured your pet's vet visit is more free of fear, anxiety, and stress than ever before. Fear-free takes the pet out of petrified, and it puts the treat into treatment. To find a certified fear-free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.
Do you know what dangers are lurking in your cat's litter box? Well, the folks at Lucy Pet Products do. It's ammonia, which is toxic to your cat and to you. New Cat's Incredible has patented technology that actually stops ammonia from forming in the litter box. Give your cat a healthier litter box today by switching to Cat's Incredible Litter. All profits go to help animals in need. Available at your local pet store and Petco stores nationwide.